Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There's a very specific calendar date circled in red ink inside the South Carolina Supreme Court right now. February 11th, 2026, 3 days before Valentine's Day. What's happening that day? On that day, the state that put Alec Murtaugh away for life is going to have to answer a question it really doesn't like hearing out loud. Did we do this fairly? Or did we just do what felt right at the time and hope nobody looks too closely at all of this? Because that's what this appeal is about. Now, not whether Alec Murtaugh is charming or sympathetic, or the world's most believable giving father. It's about whether South Carolina is comfortable standing behind a murder trial where the clerk of court was allegedly playing amateur jury whisperer while planning her book tour, and where 6 days of financial crime horror stories were poured over a jury that was technically supposed to be deciding a double homicide. Alec Murtaugh is going back to court. Alec's back. All right. Backstreet Boys almost did a remake of their song just for this moment, just so you're aware. Then they realized it might be in weird taste to do a song about a convicted double homicide murderer with a litany of financial crimes against him. Like, yeah, we should shelve that cut. Here's the setup, and I'm curious to get your thoughts in the comment section on YouTube. If you're not already there, search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Alec was convicted in March of 2023 of murdering his wife Maggie and his son Paul at the family's Moselle property, and he was quickly handed two consecutive life sentences. He's now also got 40 more years on top of that for the financial crimes he pled guilty to, which, important note, he cannot appeal. So this Supreme Court hearing, it's not about whether he walks out of prison. It's about whether the state's most high-profile murder conviction in decades was accurately obtained in a way we're willing to call legitimate. 5, 10, 20 years from now. After that guilty verdict, the defense did what defense attorneys do. They went hunting. And what they say they found was a clerk of court, Becky Hill, who couldn't resist the urge to inject herself into the story. According to multiple jurors, Hill allegedly dropped comments like, "Watch his body language when he testifies," in reference to Alec taking the stand. Not "watch the evidence," not "keep an open mind," but "watch him," the defendant, as if she were giving them a hint about how a guilty man behaves. She's also accused of talking about the trial when she shouldn't, of thinking out loud, about writing a book, and of recognizing pretty quickly that a guilty verdict is a much easier sell than a hung jury. Now, if that sounds bad, it does get worse. And this is not a piece that is pro-Alec Murdaugh. This is a piece that is pro-justice. Pro, let's do the right thing. Let's play by the rules. If we truly want justice, we can't ignore if the rules have been broken, bastardized, or destroyed just because it got us the result that we want. Because guess what? It can work the other way, too. You can't just have it one way and then la, 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 when it doesn't happen the other way. I know that's how we like to do a lot of things in this country, but let's not. South Carolina ended up having to bring a retired Chief Justice Jean Toll to handle the fallout. She really didn't seem to enjoy her time back on the stand. She holds a full-blown hearing, hauls in jurors, listens to hours of testimony about Becky's comments and behavior, and then does something that has stuck in the defense's throat ever since. She basically says, "Yeah, Becky Hill is credible. Yeah, she did things she should not have done. But no, I don't think this actually changed anybody's mind." In other words, wrong, but not wrong enough. From there, the defense goes upstairs to the South Carolina Supreme Court. They file a 132-page appeal that does two big things. First, it takes direct aim at the jury tampering issue and says you can't have the clerk of court, the person who manages the jurors, controls their access, and acts as their lifeline to the court, whispering her opinions about guilt and then brush it off as fleeting and foolish. Second, it argues that the trial itself became a kind of financial crime circus where the actual murderers were just one act in the middle. Let's start with Becky because she's the face of this mess. A normal courtroom world, in that the clerk of court is supposed to be the quiet logistics person. They shuffle paper, keep the trains on time, make sure jurors get their coffee and their parking passes. They are not supposed to be color commentary, leaning over metaphorical railings to tell jurors how to interpret a defendant's body language. But according to juror testimony and the defense appeal, Becky did exactly that. And she did it in a context where it already appears she had something to gain. The self-published book, the interviews, the notoriety. That's before we even get to the fact that she has since been charged with perjury, obstruction, and misconduct in office over her conduct in and around this very trial. Now, we're not just talking about inappropriate enthusiasm here. We're talking about a court official facing felony charges tied to the same case that put a man in prison for life. And Jean Toll, the judge that looked at this first, said, "Nah, you can't have your cake and eat it too. You can't lock somebody away or charge them on crimes related to a cause and then say, well, yeah, this is strong enough to punish you for, but the result that it had over here in this case, it didn't make a difference. If it didn't make a difference, there's no charges. She did nothing wrong. If it did make a difference, there's charges and she did something wrong. You can't have it both ways. No matter what you think of Alec Murdaugh, you just can't. That's not how this works. The defense's argument to the Supreme Court is pretty simple. When the guardian of the jury starts acting like a pundit, then gets indicted, you don't get to say, well, we can't prove any one juror changed their mind, so we're good. We're good. They argue that the standard should be flipped, that this kind of behavior is presumptively prejudicial. In other words, once you cross that line, we assume the jury pool is contaminated and the burden is on the state to prove that it wasn't. The state, of course, sees it very differently. Prosecutors come in hot with a massive brief of their own saying Alec is just trying to relitigate a case where the evidence of guilt was overwhelming. They call Becky's comments foolish and fleeting, insist only a handful of jurors even heard them, and remind the court over and over about the kennel video that puts Alec at the scene minutes before the murders, the timeline where both victims' phones go silent almost simultaneously, and Alec's own admitted lies to law enforcement. Their message is the jury convicted him because the case was strong, not because the clerk made a few inappropriate remarks. That's their argument. So that is the battle, and that is the battle line number one. What do we do with a tainted clerk? Tainted clerk. What do you do with tainted ham? You serve it at a fast food restaurant. No, you get rid of it. You call it what it is. You can't eat the tainted ham. And you can't have a tainted clerk. You don't want trichinosis. That's what I believe. Is that what you can get? I could be wrong. I think it's trichinosis. Is that what you get from undercooked pork? I'm not going to waste your time and look it up right now, but I believe it starts with a T. Why? Because I was in a restaurant last week where we got undercooked pork and I had to send it back. I don't like sending things back, but I was like, yeah, it's either this or that. And let's not get worms, honey. Same thing with Becky Hill. Let's not get worms, honey. Then we get to battle line number two, the mountain of financial evidence. If you watched that trial, you remember this feeling. The state essentially took the jury on a six-day tour through Alec Murdaugh's greatest hits, stealing from clients, ripping off his partners, draining money from vulnerable people, lying about his finances, and using his last name like a credit card that never, ever got declined. The prosecution said, this is the motive. The walls are closing in. The gathering storm was at the door. He was desperate, and there's a logic to that. In most murder cases, when you can explain why, you absolutely want to do that. But the defense's point on appeal is that this went way beyond motive. They argue it turned the whole trial into a referendum on Alec as a human being, his greed, his addiction, his lies, until jurors weren't just asking, did he kill Maggie and Paul? They were asking, what else wouldn't this guy do? And from a legal standpoint, that matters. Rules of evidence, especially the ones around prior bad acts, are supposed to stop exactly that kind of slide. You're not supposed to convict people because they're a mess in every other part of their life. You're supposed to convict them because the evidence in this case proves this crime. The defense points out that no murder weapons were ever found. No bloody clothes were recovered that matched what Alec was wearing at the time. There were only tiny amounts of blood on him when he says he discovered the bodies. They argue that instead of treating this as circumstantial, they could cut more than one way. The judge essentially opened the floodgates on all the financial horror and trusted the jury not to be overwhelmed by it. The state again says, relax! They insist the financial evidence was properly admitted under multiple theories, and maybe it was. Motive, context, narrative. They frame it as the giving to the jury the full picture of what was going on in Alec's life. If you buy their argument, the financial stuff is not gratuitous character assassination. It's the backbone of why those murders would happen at all. And me personally, I do happen to agree with that point. The Becky stuff, that's what sticks in my craw. We're not done, though. On top of the clerk and the finances, the defense also goes after how the investigation was handled and how certain forensic testimony was sold to the jury. They talk about a crime scene where first responders and investigators allegedly tromped around the feed room, potentially destroying footprints that could have belonged to whoever actually fired those shots. They point out that sled didn't even bother to lift fingerprints from key doors and entryways, something that in any other homicide case would be basic blocking and tackling. This is a prime example of how early police work in an investigation, if done improperly, if looked over, if glossed over, if looked at, well, it's Mr. Murdaugh. Clearly, it couldn't have been him. And following that trajectory destroys a case. Destroys your chances of finding the evidence that may point to who did this, whether it be Alec or someone else. They attack ballistics testimony where estate experts suggested cartridge markings tied back to specific family-associated firearms without ever scientifically establishing that those marks were unique. They go after the now infamous blue raincoat, arguing that the jury heard from a witness who saw Alec with a blue tarp, and somehow that morphed into a raincoat with trace gunshot residue, a classic recipe for confusion. And then there's the iPhone experiment. One investigator spends a weekend throwing a phone around his office to see when the screen lights up, keeps no data, writes down nothing, and then testifies about it as if it's controlled scientific study that supports the theory Alec tossed Maggie's phone out his moving car. That was some of the craziest, stupidest testimony I've ever seen in court from an expert witness. Seriously, we should go back and watch it. Maybe we will in the coming weeks. Maybe we'll bring it back from the dead. We can take another look-see. On appeal, the defense is saying, look, any one of these decisions might be arguable, but at some point, the accumulation of shortcuts and storytelling crosses the line from hard-fought trial into something else. The state's response is basically discretion, discretion, discretion. Trial judges get a lot of leeway to decide what comes in, what stays out, and how much is too much. Prosecutors argue that in each of these areas, the judge stayed within the acceptable range and that none of this, even taken together, justifies blowing up the verdict. So what does the Supreme Court do with all of this? Well, they've got three real options. Option one, affirm the conviction. They can say, yes, Becky Hill behaved badly. Yes, the financial evidence was intense, but the judge dealt with it. The process basically worked. And we're not going to say a jury can't convict in a case with this much circumstantial evidence and a defendant who lied repeatedly. That would be the system saying, we're not perfect, but we're good enough. Even in the most high-profile case in the state. Option two, grant a new trial. This is the nuclear button. The court could decide that. A clerk chasing fame and allegedly nudging jurors is a line we simply cannot cross. And or the sheer volume and nature of the financial evidence turned into a bad person trial, not a fair murder trial. That would send the case back down, require a new jury, a new judge, and essentially reboot the entire murder prosecution. It does not free Alec from prison because of the 40-year financial sentence, but it changes the story we tell about how that murder verdict was obtained. And then you have option number three, split the difference. Cut the baby in half. You get this half, you get that half. They could send it back for a more rigorous, properly framed hearing on Hill's misconduct with a different judge and a stricter presumption of prejudice. They could issue a strong warning about overusing 404B evidence in murder cases without overturning this verdict. They might try to fix the law going forward without detonating the biggest case South Carolina has seen in decades. What should you watch for when this gets argued in February? Listen for which problem the justices keep circling back to. If the questions focus heavily on the role of the clerk, who controls a sequestered jury, what happens when that person is indicted? Whether we have to protect not just fairness, but the appearance of fairness. That's a sign they're taking the Hill issue very seriously. If the justices seem more interested in how much financial evidence is too much, what other cases say about using prior bad acts to prove motive, then they're working through whether the trial judge's discretion had any real time limits here, or whether this was, in hindsight, just too much. And if all you hear is, but the evidence was strong, wasn't it? The kennel video, the timeline, the lies, that tells you they may be leaning towards letting the verdict stand and treating the rest as ugly, but a survivable error. At the end of the day, this isn't a popularity contest for Alec Murdaugh. The man has already admitted to stealing, cheating, and lying on a scale most of us can't ever wrap our heads around. The instinct to say, who cares how we got there, as long as he's in a cell. It's human, very human. But that's a trap. Because if the state can look at a clerk who's whispering about guilt, chasing fame, and now facing felony charges and say, close enough to fair. That standard doesn't just apply to Alec. It applies to everybody who walks into a South Carolina courtroom from this point forward. The guilty, the innocent, and everyone in between. Which world do you want to live in? February 11th is going to tell us something important, not about whether Alec Murdaugh is a saint, that ship sailed long, long ago, but whether South Carolina is willing to say out loud that even the most notorious case of the decade, in it, the rules still matter. And if the answer is no, then the system is telling us something very simple. When we've already decided we don't like you, mostly fair, is as good as you're going to get. Give me your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube. If you're not already there, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That is where you will find us. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Just if you're listening to this on the podcast platform on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or iHeart, wherever it may be, please do press subscribe there so you don't miss our commentaries and our coverage of this case and interviews and all that. But on YouTube, you can watch us and you can interact. We have back and forth. We do read all of your comments. So please do. If you want to weigh in, I would love to hear your voice, your opinion, and your thoughts on this. Just search the same title over there on YouTube. You'll find us. And again, weigh in. Give us your thoughts. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We will talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. I, that That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.